Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grasso scoops up the ball and tags Avila for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Yost reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive to right field. Simpson throws towards the plate. Hegan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hegan. Yost scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels moves to third. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rosen. Runnels scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Vernon moves to third. It's 3-0, Senators. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0-for-1 in the game. Grasso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Busby scores. Terwilliger moves to third. It's 5-0, Senators. Dave Hoskins now pitching. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Porterfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Runnels moves to third. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Vollmer reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Vernon scores. It's 7-0, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vollmer moves to third. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen has Vollmer trapped. There's the throw to Hegan and back to Rosen, who tags Vollmer for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grasso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porterfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoskins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell scores. Avila moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, Senators. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Vollmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoskins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strickland moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoskins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Porterfield covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Senators. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grasso strikes out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porterfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a line drive towards first. Glenn catches it and steps on first to double up Porterfield. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn moves to second. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Glenn moves to third. One out. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoskins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Glenn scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Senators. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.